along.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this. This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
From the chicken coop to the doghouse, Kyle Flanagan is officially a bulldog, MG.
Woof, woof. Welcome to Canterbury, young man, because he is a good boy. He's an astute boy, I think, from the Doggies. They need a halfback who can kick goals and enter young Flanagan.
Yeah, we're going to break down the details of the deal that was unveiled today by the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Also want to get your thoughts on what it means for the Sydney Roosters. I mean, they've got form with being ruthless when it comes to their halfback. Just ask Mitchell Pearce.
The Mitchell Pearce move back to Bondi won't go away.
Ooh.
It won't go away. I know they're all concerned of deadpanned it, but it won't go away.
We're going to break down that very shortly. We've got Blethersloe Cup tickets to give away when we tell you to get involved. MG's going to be helping you out if you want to win those for Saturday night's game. And we're going to talk some Origin, MG.
Oh, yeah.
A young man by the name of Zach Lomax, first time in camp with the Blues, is going to join us just after 6:30.
Impressive young man.
Fair to say you called him early.
A couple of years ago.
Years ago, you declared him as an Origin bolter.
2 years later, I might get my desires.
Better late than never, I say.
Yes, that's what I say.
And look, they're all in camp. All the players are in camp. And I'm you know how I was nervous for your Panthers?
Yeah.
Going into the grand final? I'm starting to get a similar feeling for the New South Wales side.
Your what?
I want you to put me at ease, all right? I just want reassure me in about 15 minutes' time, okay?
Oh, I definitely will.
But up next, we've got to talk Kyle Flanagan. We are in the silly season now that the grand final's done. It's all about player movement. Kyle Flanagan, first big name to go. Going to give you the details of his new deal with the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs next. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Your chance to win tickets for Saturday night's Bledisloe Cup Game 3 coming up, but MG first.
Trending now.
Shocked and disappointed. Those were the words written on Kyle Flanagan's Instagram page, MG, yesterday, after it was confirmed that he would be leaving the Sydney Roosters after just one season and signing with the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs on a 3-year deal, which was announced officially by the club today, reported to be worth over $1 million over the lifetime of the 3 years.
Yeah, $333,000 a year is nothing to sneeze at, but I think that's a bit of a bargain for a guy who potentially could be a lot worth a lot more. He's a goal-kicking freak. I can kick him from everywhere. And what he would have learnt in his year at the Roosters will be invaluable for the Bulldogs. The systems and things they've got in place over at Bondi, he'll take them to Canterbury with him. And I think they're starting to gather something really special at Bulldog Land, I reckon. With Barrett as coach, I don't even think Trent had a day off. I think he basically Sunday night commiserated with the team, and then basically on Monday morning straight into the office at Canterbury. They've signed Kotrick, who's a great signing, Blake Green, Jack Hetherington, Corey Waddell, and now young Flanagan. So I know Melbourne Storm have offered up Josh Addo-Carr, and the player they've identified they want is Ramus Smith. Ramus, go son. Go to Melbourne and become the next Vunivalu. I mean, everyone who goes to Melbourne gets gold sprinkled all over them and they turn into something special. If I was you, I would be going there in a heartbeat.
And if you add Josh Addo-Carr into that mix of players you already listed,
that's
off there for the Bulldogs.
That's the one.
Firstly, day one of preseason training for the Bulldogs will be like one of those get-to-know-you sessions where say your name and tell us something we don't know about you.
Name tags.
But also, it's a brand-new list under Trent Barrett, and it is his to mould as he sees fits. And so you're a big fan for the Bulldogs of this signing of young Kyle Flanagan.
Well, the year before last, the Bulldogs came home with a wet sail, and they showed real intestinal fortitude. This year, they done okay for what they had. You know, the cattle they had just wasn't there in the end. And you add a bit of, you know, you sprinkle a bit of dust over that roster, and all of a sudden it illuminates a bit.
What about on the other side of this, the Sydney Roosters? You asked me to bring up Kyle Flanagan's stats for the Roosters. His profile page is gone from the website. Like, it's It is gone. I looked up Kyle Flanagan. There's still a link to it, but when you click on it, it says, oops, we cannot find that page. So that's how quickly he's been shuffled out of the Sydney Roosters.
Yeah, but and you know what? The Roosters, they're ruthless. It says, for me, that look, they won't settle for anything less other than success, and that's a grand final ring. They identified that young Flanagan wasn't their man, and I, as I said before the break, I keep hearing Mitchell Pearce's move back to Bondi, it won't go away. It seems imminent. Then we're hearing again how Mitchell Moses is being linked to Newcastle, and that won't go away. Is it the silly season, or is there some truth to this rumour in an innuendo that always surrounds rugby league, the game that just keeps on giving?
Well, if they don't land Mitchell Pearce, Trent Robinson's going to be looking at either Lachie Lamb or this young 18-year-old Sam Walker to partner Luke Keary in the halves for next year.
Yeah, they'll land him. I've got a feeling they'll land him. I've got a feeling for 2 years they'll land him, and then he'll mentor Sam Walker. And I think at the moment they need someone like Cooper Cronk when he went from Melbourne to the Roosters, and all of a sudden two premierships. Mitchell Pearce was shown the door from the Roosters. He's obviously, if he does go back, there is probably a little bit of water to go under the bridge, but I don't think too much.
I think he still
you know, has a soft spot for his beloved Roosters. I don't think too many bridges would need to be repaired. Uncle Nick's got a way with
Uncle Nick will take him out for a nice dinner, sit him down. Let bygones be bygones, Mitch.
Yes. Sam Walker, he's 18. That's a lot of pressure to put on a kid like Flanagan this year. I mean, they'd be in the same boat. That's unlike the Roosters. The Roosters have got a plan B. You bet your bottom dollar on that.
This will not be the last time we speak about player movement madness this week, I believe. But up next, we're going to change gears. We're going to talk State of Origin.
Let's.
I need you to reassure me about this, MG. It just seems too easy for New South Wales. Make me feel safe.
1995.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Your chance to win Bledisloe tickets coming up very, very soon. But MG, we are 8 days out from State of Origin and I'm nervous, so I need you to answer one of these.
Triple M rocks the footy and this is the burning question.
If New South Wales lose this State of Origin series, is it a massive failure?
Oh, my fair-headed friend.
You don't have to patronise me.
That is not a question. That's a statement, and I don't like that statement. If New South Wales lose this series, it is a massive failure. Well, that's obvious. I don't think they'll lose the series. It'd be a massive upset, I think. I think it'd be a massive upset. But 1995, that year we keep looking back on in Origin folklore, when Fatty Vorton assembled a team of, as he called them, Neville Nobodies, and they won the series 3-0. And just as a touch of irony, Brad Fittler was a part of that New South Wales team that got beaten by Queensland. Do you think he would even... Look, they say that curiosity killed the cat. I'm saying complacency will kill the cat. Complacency killed the cat, and that won't be even a word that New South Wales will dare to dream about beating these guys. Every game is going to be a contest. We know Origin. We just know how tough they are. I'm looking at this Queensland forward pack today, and I'm going, I don't mind it. They Papali and Harry Grant or Jake Friend or...
Well, just on that, MG, our mate Ben Dobbin, the Rush Hour up in Brisbane, reported today that he's hearing within the Maroons camp that it is going to be Jake Friend at the number 9 and Ben Hunt coming off the bench in the 14.
Okay, well, it's not for me to tell Wayne Bennett and Mal Meninga how to do anything around Origin, but I would personally, Harry Grant's ripe for picking. He would worry me more. Jake Friend's tougher. He's more seasoned, but I think at the moment, if you're good enough, you're old enough, and I think Harry Grant is the man. He's going to be the man for the next decade, and I would, again, I'm not telling them how to coach Queensland, but yeah, look, it's $1.30, I think, New South Wales are for the first game. $3.20, Queensland. That just falls into their lap, Queensland. They love it. They love being the underdog. Saw Mal Meninga in an interview last night on NRL 360 when he had the old Queensland jersey on that was from the very first game in 1980. So all this camp, Wayne Bennett and Mal Meninga will be throwing and brainwashing these Queenslanders, and they're running through walls, and this New South Wales team are, they're up themselves, and they want to, you know, they've won two series in a row, and they think they're King Kong, think they're King Shit of Turt Island, all that type of stuff. But that's what's going to happen. That's going to be the narrative. You can see it. And they're going to come out breathing fire. And guess what? New South Wales are going to be ready.
Well, Zach Lomax,
they're going to be ready. So do I make you feel better?
You have. I'll need more reassurance throughout the week, please, though. Zach Lomax is going to join us from in camp in about 20 minutes' time. I'm going to ask him how the boys are preparing, and if you know how Freddie is addressing the seemingly undermanned nature of this Queensland outfit. He's going to join us very shortly.
I just keep telling you, you're the one buying into it. Queensland are never undermanned.
I can't help it.
Yeah, they're never undermanned. They're 17 footy players. How can you be complacent against 17 rugby league players in a maroon jersey? You can't. You can't, mate. It doesn't matter what age or.
I feel like I'm on the Moon Man show. You can't, mate.
I was there last Friday. Maybe I'm coming over with it.
Oh, no.
You can't, Liam. Okay. You just can't, mate. You can't.
All right. Zach Lomax's going to join us in about 10 minutes. But up next, now is the time, 133353. We've got Bledisloe Cup tickets to give away for Saturday night at ANZ Stadium. MG himself is going to help you win them, 133353, if you want to have a crack at going ANZ Stadium.
It's the show that goes off like a bull in a china shop. Why we never offer our guests a cup of tea. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG. We've got your Bledisloe Cup tickets.
International rugby is back.
This is the Rush Hour's Kiwi for Aussie. On Triple M.
Yes, the Qantas Wallabies take on the All Blacks in the Bledisloe Cup. Game 3 this Saturday at ANZ Stadium. You can get your tickets at Ticketek. Or if you're Ben in Narellan Vale, you can win them right here with us. G'day, Ben.
How are you, boys?
Fantastic, Benny. You feeling lucky?
Oh, I'm hoping to, mate. I'm hoping to. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. The way this is going to work, I've got three items. Australia and New Zealand have been arguing over who owns what for years, MG.
Yes.
Now, Ben, I have three items. You need to get them all correct to win the tickets. If you get one wrong, Darren, who's waiting online, Andrew, who's waiting after him, they'll jump in and steal the tickets from me. You have to tell me simply whether the item is an Australian thing, whether it originated in Australia or whether it originated in New Zealand, okay?
Good luck, bro.
Do you understand the rules, Ben?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Now,
okay. Good luck,
the
Ben.
Extra part is you get the big man is going to help you. At any point during the three, you're allowed to use MG's help once, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I want you to say, help me, Rhonda.
Okay, first one, Ben. Is Russell Crowe Kiwi or Australian?
He would be Kiwi.
Oh, he's gone straight out. No need for MG's help. Correct. No. He was born in New Zealand in 1964. Okay, next one. Is Weet-Bix Australian or New Zealand?
I reckon that would. I'm going to go MG with that one. I'm going to ask him.
MG.
Benny, it is. As Aussie as we are, brother.
You going with MG's answer, Ben?
You still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got. You happy with that answer from MG?
I am, yep.
Correct. It was trademarked in Perth in 1926. All right. Ben, this is for the tickets, mate. Deep breath.
Come on.
Farlap, the great racehorse. Farlap, is it a Kiwi or is it an Aussie, Ben?
Gonna go Kiwi.
Yeah, Benny, coast to coast, baby, coast to coast.
Sold in the South Island of New Zealand in 1926. Ben, you've won yourself a double to get along to the Bledisloe Cup. Congratulations, yeah, Benny. Well done, Ben. Sorry, Darren and Andrew. We got more tickets to give away all week, though, MG.
Oh, I love this game.
You got to go home and brush up on this, because if you let someone down...
I won't let anyone... No way. Oh, mate, the Anzac spirit, baby, I know all about it.
Oh, maybe we'll put Anzac biscuits as one tomorrow.
Ooh, don't ask me that one. I don't have a clue.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Up next, Zach Lomax from the St George Illawarra Dragons joins us from in camp with the New South Wales Blues.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. And MG, normally after NRL Grand Final in the past couple of years, we start to look into cricket. We start to look at the NBL season, you know, and you try and find ways to get yourself up and motivated. But this year, we have State of Origin, which is fantastic.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Thank you for your early Christmas present.
The only man who may be more excited about that fact joins us on the line now in New South Wales Blues camp for the first time. It is from the Dragons, Zach Lomax. G'day, Zach.
Hey, lads. How are you?
Well, fantastic, buddy. Now, I don't often toot my own horn, but I think 2 years ago on this show, Liam asked me, who did I see as a bolter for the Origin side? And this is when you were 19, by the way. And I said, young Zach Lomax from the Dragons, I think he's a future Origin player. But now, 2 years later, at 21, you're a lot wiser. What does that blue jersey mean to Zach Lomax?
Yeah, the Blues jersey, mate. And I'm sure everyone will probably tell you very similar, but yeah, it's a dream come true, and to be, I guess, part of the squad, it's the best feeling ever. And to get that call off Freddie a couple of weeks ago now, and to have my mates there with me was the best day ever. And to tell my family and have them over the phone, and just know how much that it means to them, all the sacrifices that they've made, I guess, commuting to and from Tamora. It hasn't been easy for them. They sort of they didn't split up, but they sort of, mum stayed with us and come up with my brother and I to Wollongong, and my little brother and our dad stayed at home. But it was sort of tough on the family there for the first few years. And yeah, six years down the track, it's all going pretty good, mate. So super grateful. Man. And yeah, to see how much it means to not only me, but my family is, it's outstanding.
Liam, that is the ultimate in dedication to your son and your family. That's to your mum. Mwah, good on her. What a lovely lady. You mentioned your hometown of Tamora. To our listeners, have a listen to this. You can almost make a rugby league first grade team out of the players that have come from Tamora. Obviously, Zach and Trent Barrett, Liam Martin, who was in the Penrith Grand Final team, Angus Crichton, Josh McCrone, Todd Payton, Steve Reardon, Ryan Hinchcliffe, who was the runner for Melbourne in the Grand Final, Brett Furman. My goodness, what's in the water at Tamora? What's happening down there?
Yeah, well, I guess when you sort of read it out like that, it's sort of, you go, wow, there has been a fair few players from Tamora. And I think the main thing at Tamora is it's such an unreal community to be a part of. And I think the main thing is everyone just plays every sport. No one's sort of ever inside, and the whole community gets behind every sport, whether it's AFL, whether it's rugby union, cricket. Everyone plays cricket, all the AFL players and all the rugby league players. Whenever the off season comes around, everyone's buying into cricket, or it's like all the country towns out there. They just absolutely love sport, and I guess they're all pretty dedicated kind of families out there as well, mate, which is, you know, we're super lucky to be a part of.
Helps when there's no Wi-Fi too. That's a good one.
No, it doesn't, but...
that 4G's not cheap, I tell you.
No, it's not. I'm still lucky. Mum and Dad still pay my phone bill.
Are they not aware of the check you pick up for a game of State of Origin?
We
might have to put a call in to Mr. and Mrs. Lomax, I think, MG. All the talk in the lead-up is how undermanned this Queensland outfit is, this just because of injuries and everything else. Has Freddie spoken about it?
No, not at all. We haven't been sort of talking about their team at all, mate. It's just, we're just focused on us and exactly what we can do. And you look at how well they've performed over the last decade and how successful they've been, and I don't think it's going to be any easy game. Whatever team they put on the paddock, they're going to go out there and they're going to try and do a job. So we're just completely and wholly and solely worried about what we need to do as a team and as a group, and we've just been completely focused on that. And whatever team that we run out with and whatever team they run out with, I'm sure it's going to be a good contest and nothing that we're going to go in there not prepared for.
Whichever way it goes, Zach, you're in the top 27 players in New South Wales. I believe they'll make a cull early next week to 21. Let's hope you're in that. But if not, doesn't matter. You've had that taste, and I know that'll spur you on to bigger and better things, mate. Thanks so much for your time today, and we know you're a busy boy. But anytime you want to come by and have a chat on the Rush Hour, mate, you're more than welcome.
Thank you so much, lads. Enjoy your day, and I really appreciate it.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Let's do this.
The new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage. Rush Hour.
Every Tuesday, MG, you unload on something in the world of sport. It's your dump. And the best bit is people, by submitting their own sports dump on the Triple M win page, can win themselves a Hino 300 Series tipper truck worth over 56K. It is by far the biggest prize we've ever given away on the Rush Hour. So if you've got a strong opinion, something you want to get off your chest in the world of sport, head to the Triple M win page and unload. But MG, the floor is yours.
Well, post grand final, it seems that one player in particular has copped it a lot more than anyone else, and that player happens to be Nathan Cleary. Look, I'll be unbiased here and say, yeah, he didn't play his best game of the year. But how quickly we forget, as a sporting fraternity, how good a season he had this year. It's been phenomenal. 2015, Jonathan Thurston scorched the competition up. 2016, Cooper Cronk did likewise. But then since then, we've had none of the halfbacks really stand out until this year, when Nathan Cleary just set the competition alight with every blistering performance he had. He was the best player in the competition, I think, by a long margin. I know Jack Whiten got the Dally M and he thoroughly deserved it, but when we deep delve into who was the best player, it was Nathan Cleary by a mile. Now some people are saying, let's not pick him for Origin. Are we for f***ing real? Am I hearing right? And I'm getting on a bit in age, but not pick him for Origin? My goodness, what the hell is going on? Who else are we going to pick? Who played better than him? Nobody.
That is a good question. Who else could
Nobody.
You put there?
Nobody. No one. Oh, man, he's got no scar tissue from the grand final. This kid's 22. Put him in Origin and let him star again, like he has for the last 20 rounds this year. He had a hiccup at the start of the year, but who hasn't had hiccups? Did he get over it? Yes, he got over it big time. So much so that he was the best player in the competition. He's won award after award after award this year. So he mightn't have got the Dally M, but he didn't get the biggest award there is, obviously, the grand final trophy. But please, let's not castrate the kid. You know, let's not throw stones at him. This kid has been the best player all year, and he played one game that was a little bit below average. I agree with that. But please, please, please don't say that he should not be playing Origin. That is just fanciful. And I am Mark Geyer. And that is my dump.
That was an R-rated dump.
My Hino dump.
I loved
for
it.
For Tuesday night. Well, sometimes you just got to let that word out because it feels a bit cathartic now.
Mm, yeah.
I will feel like saying it again, but I'll get in trouble.
Yeah,
but,
no, just the one. Just the one.
He's, look, everything, you know, his goal kicking is 80%. See this exclamation mark in my hand?
Oh, yes.
I'm just putting that right on the table. There it is, right there. Just in case anyone forgets how good a season this kid's had. Come on.
It is laughable. No,
come on, let's get serious. Nathan Cleary will be the State of Origin number 7, and he will be for the next 10 years.
There it is, MG's dump for your Tuesday. Again, go to the Triple M win page if you've got something you want to get off your chest that strongly, and you can win yourself the new Hino 300 Series tipper truck built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage. MG, very strong work from you to finish the Tuesday show. Tomorrow, we've got more Bledisloe. Yeah, I can imagine. I'm going to swear when we get off air. We've got more Bledisloe tickets to give away for Saturday night's game at ANZ Stadium.
I've got an idea for tomorrow.
Ooh.
A novel idea.
Oh.
I'm going to pick my Origin team.
Oh, good. It's an original idea then. We got to go.
As always, thanks for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.